You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Who wants a guarantee from Almighty God today? Who would you rather inherit from? Uncle Harry or Almighty God? Who hid his false teeth in the wall somewhere? Or Almighty God. I guarantee it, he says. I guarantee it. My inheritance to all those that call on the name of my son. I guarantee it. In blood, he guarantees it. And to guarantee it, he's put the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. No devil can stand up to you. This is why people hate you. This is why demon-possessed people are scared of you. Because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he that is in you is greater than he that is in this world. This is a spiritual fight we're in. Seals. Let's go back even further. Look at what God did to Cain, Genesis chapter 4. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Well, you should have thought of that, Smedley, before you killed your brother. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I will be hidden from your face. I'll be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. Every time I read that word vagabond, it makes me want to sing, right? These vagabond shoes. Vagabond. I'll be a fugitive and a vagabond. Where else do you find that word? Frank Sinatra and the Word of God. Vagabond? Show me where else vagabond is written. Wonder what that word means. I will be a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that whoever finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. So the Lord set a mark on Cain. This is Genesis 4:15. The mark goes all the way back there. What's the phrase again they call it in theology? The doctrine of first mention. This is where it is. Where God took a sinner like Cain and still put his mark on him. How encouraging that is for us today. That all of you, no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, hearing on the radio or here in this church, there's nothing you have done that God can't and won't forgive you of if you repent of it. Even Cain. All he had to do was repent. Whether or not he did, that's not my problem. I just share with you the good news that when you turn and repent of sin, God will forgive you of no matter what you've done. That's good news. So the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Maybe this is why Satan will mark his own, to imitate God, right? That's what we're going to see here coming up, the mark of the beast. God's marking his. Satan, coming up in chapter 13, is going to mark his. All right, verse 4 of chapter 7. I heard the number of those that were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Notice there's no Gentiles here. Of Judah, 12,000. Of Reuben, 12,000. Gad, 12,000. Asher, 12,000. Naphtali, 12,000. Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Levi, 12,000. Issachar, 12,000. Zebulun, 12,000. Joseph, 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. The number of those sealed is 144,000. That does not mean that only 144,000 people on the earth will be saved. Most likely, this is a symbolic number. 12 times 12 times 1,000 symbolizes a completeness. Similar multiple appears in chapter 21, verse 16, when John is measuring the New Jerusalem. Also, chapter 14, verse 1, you see this mentioned again. Here's a little more commentary I was able to find on this. Let's give you some other opinions here other than mine now. This is from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Attempts have been made to identify the 12 tribes here with the church, mostly to avoid the implication that this is literal Israel. The fact that specific tribes were mentioned and specific numbers from each tribe were indicated would seem to remove this from the symbolic and justify literal interpretation. Amen to that. If God intended these verses to represent Israel literally, he would have used this means that he did. Nowhere else in the Bible do a dozen references to the 12 tribes mean the church. Obviously, Israel will be in the tribulation. And though men do not know the identification of each tribe today, certainly God knows. Amen to that? This is not a reference to the church. These are Jews. The end of chapter 3, there's no more mention of the church in this book. Now here's another meta tauta. Verse 9, after these things, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Now remember, just like chapter 6, we're covering the whole tribulation here. When people say, look at all the Christians in heaven, as proof that the Gentiles will be saved during the tribulation. Right, look at all the Christians in heaven. But this could be at the very end. Same as like the last chapter. For that matter, same as chapter 1. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. So don't say, look at all the Christians saved during the tribulation. Okay. One more thing, and we're just going to leave and call it a morning here. This is Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Paul said, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. Anyone else here, or is it just me? Blindness, that's the word parousis. Blindness in part has happened to Israel. Next word, until. The fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What does that mean? He said, I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery. That is, it's never been known before. No one knew this. Isaiah didn't know it. Jeremiah didn't know it. Peter didn't know it. John didn't know it. Nobody knew this. He's going to clue them in on a mystery. Behold, again, verse 25. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits. And other translations say, lest you be conceited. Don't be conceited. Don't think you're better than the Jews because you're saved and they're not. Now he's going to give them this mystery. Blindness in part, meaning not every Jew, just some Jews. Paul was a Jew. Peter was a Jew. Some people that are Jews. My wife is a Jew. Some people were Jewish and they're believers. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come. And think about that. The word pleroma, full. Full means full, like a full tank of gas. How much gas can you add to a full tank? How many inches can you add to 12 if you're looking at a ruler? None. Full means full. Galatians 4:4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. So this means that there is, let's say, there's the proverbial two chairs here. And this is the kingdom of God. The mystery of the kingdom of God is not who's going to believe and who's not. It's heaven's got a maximum capacity sign on it. Just like outside this door right here. It says maximum capacity, 260 people. When this sanctuary hits 260, and someone comes in here and they take that chair. Or maybe Dan Stahlbaum, my friend, is preaching the same thing down the street. And he's got 700 people in his church. And then someone from his church takes that chair. What do you got now? You've got Luke 13:24. Lord, are there few that'll be saved? Strive to enter through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us, I will say to you, I never knew you. The fullness of the Gentiles, in my opinion, is a number known only to God, like a maximum capacity sign. And once that number is hit, it's all over. All over. I just read to you Luke 13:24, Matthew chapter 25, verses 12 and 13, the parable of the 10 virgins. Five were ready, five weren't. Those that were ready went in with a feast. What happens then? The door was shut. Afterwards, the others came and said, Lord, Lord, let us in. What did he say? No, I never knew you. So when you see God dealing, blindness in part has happened to Israel until someone takes that last blessed chair. And once that chair is taken, and this is the Gentile church, you see, wham! And that's it. That's my explanation of the church. We've got a couple chairs left. Once that last chair is taken, like only God knows, then the door is shut, and then he goes back to the apple of his eye, the nation of Israel. So when God's dealing with the nation of Israel, it's because the last Gentile's taken the last seat, and God has closed the door. Lord, we thank you for your word. Praise you today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.